Welcome to Inside Your County Government. I'm your host and Community Engagement Coordinator, Doria Fleischer. We're back today with another Let's Get Fiscal episode. You might have already tuned in to know that our Let's Get Fiscal series is on all things related to budget and finance here in Charles County. And we're here with the expert again, Jake Dyer, our Chief of Budget. Jake,
hello.
Thanks for making it again and talking to us again about the work you do.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
But we need to celebrate today, right? Because something exciting happened?
Yeah, just Tuesday, May 16th, the commissioners approved the adopted budget for fiscal year 24, which starts on July 1st. It's coming up, and it goes until June 30th of next year. So it's the budget that's set aside for all the county agencies and departments for them to do their work for the next year.
So I assume that you kind of always have a feeling that it's going to pass. There's not going to be anything really crazy at this point, but do you still take a sigh of relief when it happens? Like, whew.
Yes, because, you know, we always have a good idea what's going to happen on that day, but it's always subject to change until right. the emotion and the approvals are done. Yes. So.
And on the one hand, a huge amount of your work is now done. And on the other hand, a huge amount of your work is about to start?
Yes. So the work has been done to get the budget adopted, but now we have to start working towards getting all that information out to our partner agencies and our departments to let them know what finally made it in the budget. We have to get it posted in our financial system. So the financial system can go on July 1. And lastly, we always put together this budget book that we put out that talks about what's in the budget. It's usually about 500 pages worth of budget documents that goes on our website. It's also a book that we print out for like internal staff and so forth that we have to put out that we to get an award through Government's Finance Officers Association, GFOA. You get to have it out by the 90th day after the budget gets adopted. So now we're working on getting that book ready to be posted on our website by the middle of August.
Wow. So it is not a quiet time.
It's never a quiet time in budget land.
I think that should be your hashtag. It's never a quiet time in budget land. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in budget land. Yes. Highlights of the fiscal year 2024 budget. If people haven't had a chance to hear from you yet, I know our episodes talked about it, but give us the big picture.
Yeah, so for the big picture, the most important fund that most of our citizens and employees always are looking at is our general fund budget, which is the budget that's really funded by the tax dollars. That budget was adopted about $527 million, which is it's our first year being over the $500 million mark. But in that budget, there's some exciting things that happen into it. One, this is the first, you know, I've been here since 2002, and this is the first year that I can remember in a long time that we fully funded the Board of Education's request.
Awesome.
They asked for about $6 million, and we were able to fund that in the budget, which is a first for me as the Chief of Budget in my 5 years of doing that. So it's always exciting when you're able to accomplish that request.
Yeah, you had a lot of happy teachers at the budget public hearing, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And in addition, we also included for county departments, we were able to overall between different funds in general fund, about 44 new positions.
Wow.
Most of them, about 18 of those positions are related to emergency services. 16 of those are new EMTs to put on the into Charles County. So that's 16 more EMTs that can or that will be available to answer the call when a 911 call is made someone in Charles County needs assistance for
EMT.
Which
is so important because we've got yes. new people moving into the community. We've got an older population. We want to make sure that when someone calls, they've got that
right.
that quick response. Okay.
Yes. So that we're able to fund that. Granted, that was one area that they could always use more. So
right.
We do know over the next couple of years that we got to start building up more staff into emergency services. But this is a start that gives them 16 pins. We've also were able to fund different positions throughout county government to really support some of the forward-facing employees as well as the backbone, the departments like fiscal administrative services and human resources and so forth to allow them to support those positions, those employees that are the forward facing.
Right.
We were able to provide additional funding to the sheriff's office. One of that being we fully implemented the body worn camera program that is about 1 or 2 years sooner than the state law requires. So they now have the funding to start that body worn camera program.
Great.
We also were provided two new sworn officers for them to start for next year and so forth. So there was a lot of good things that happened into the budget. And just, and that's the operating budget. There's enterprise funds. I got additional funding for support. There's, and then we have the capital improvement program that got, that received additional funding or it, more funding for them to continue their projects. A lot of that, our program, as I explained previously, goes to support the public school system. Mm-hmm. That includes a new elementary school that's going to be built in the next, I think they're going to start construction. I think the groundbreaking is in the beginning of June for that new elementary school. It's coming. But we also, in that plan, we have another middle school to be built. There's three schools, Pico Waxon, Dr. James Craig, and Anyhead Elementary that are open space schools. We gave them funding to start enclosing those schools. In addition, we have...
So, Jake, I'm going to pause you for just a sec, because this question comes up when we do Citizens Academy all the time.
Yes.
So, open space versus closed schools, it just a different style that we used to have in buildings, right? So we used to say we should just have all the classrooms kind of open, and we've learned now that maybe that's not ideal, but we have to go in and clean up all those buildings.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes, that's what that means.
I think sometimes people hear those words and it's like, I don't understand what that means. So same school, just different internal.
Right. So I'll give you an example, because one of my children goes to an open space school. It's just like a school of modular furniture. And then they're going to eventually build them with bricks and mortar. So there's actually a classroom with a door that you can shut, so the teacher doesn't have to have the kids speak so softly because the classroom next door can hear it. So
I really like I'm gonna have to remember, and I'll use that too when people ask me that it's a school made out of modular furniture. Yeah, so good changes for the county, and such a wide variety. And I think it's so interesting that when we talk about county government, we're talking about the money that just county government uses, but we're also talking about so much more than that, that the school system relies on.
Yes.
Us for money. The sheriff's office relies on us for money.
So the difference is the school system, they have their own board of education. So they get money from the state and they get money from the county. So the money that gets adopted in the budget on my books is just the county share. And then we provide that money to the school system. They take our local funding plus the state funding, and then they have their own board approve their budget. While the sheriff, he relies on the county to provide his funds. So the money they're actually the OSHE operations flow through our general fund. Like the employees that work for the sheriff's office gets a paycheck, just like the employee from Department of Public Works. It's the same paycheck.
It's all connected, yeah.
The bills that are being paid goes through that the sheriff's office needs to pay, as well as the recreation parks and tourism needs to pay. It's paid through the same accounts payable vendor in accounting in my department.
And it makes me laugh, Jake, because it makes me think that anywhere you go in the county, whoever you run into has something to say about how you're managing their money. Yes. That like everybody's impacted by the work you do.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
One other thing we could also talk is that during the process of the budget, we always give the commissioners to make changes to the budget. So that's through the add delete process. So I just kind of want to maybe highlight some of those additions that the commissioners added. One of them being Commissioner Coates and Commissioner Patterson put more additional funding to continue a scholarship program for the College of Southern Maryland. It's called the Commissioner Care Scholarship Program. So there's additional funding that goes to the College of Southern Maryland that allows them to give more scholarships to their students.
Awesome.
For Charles County residents.
Right.
And in addition, we also were able, Commissioner Bowling was able to put additional funding in, one of them being funding provided to the Charles County Soil Conservation District. And that was funding for, I think it was $120,000 to allow them to buy a piece of farm equipment that allows them to rent it out to startup farmers that can't afford that
tractor. Huge one-time investment, and probably don't need that tractor all the time.
Yes. So there's a service that they provide, and there's an additional farm equipment provided them to service startup farmers.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And then such a wide variety.
Yes, there is. We provided additional funding for the Military Alliance that supports Indian Head, the Indian Head base. He provided some additional funds to the Charles County Veterans Memorial, which is, I call it GLASVA, that little area down off 301.
Right before you get to the Bridge of Virginia.
Yes, so there's funding through there. And then Commissioner Collins, he provided funding to support a University of Maryland scholarship that allows four Charles County students to go to University of Maryland.
That's awesome.
And then there was two new positions added, one a communication coordinator to support the commissioner staff, as well as a position to support security related with our Central Services Division. And lastly, for the county employees that are on our payroll, Commissioner Stewart was also able to provide funding for a one-time take-home bonus that would be given to the workforce later this calendar year.
That's awesome.
There's more.
Keep going. I'm sorry, there's a lot I could talk about.
And then Commissioner Stewart also provided additional laptops to our emergency services personnel to allow them to be more efficient when they're doing reports and stuff. So they would have more technology to assist them with when they're doing, after the calls are made, they can do more reporting on.
It makes sense. Yeah. Just more efficient to be able to do it on the road than having to go find an office somewhere.
Right. Awesome.
Correct. Yeah. It is intriguing to me, the range of, in the course of this episode so far, you have talked about our schools, you've talked about our police officers and body-worn cameras, you've talked about our EMTs having more of them on the road and the ability to use technology, you've talked about communications people, you've talked about all of this range of things that just keeps Charles County running smoothly.
Yeah. And I could talk more.
It must all just be in your head of all the things that people have come up to you about over the past year and said, Jake, can I have money for this? Yeah?
Yeah, because the Charles County government supports so many different areas. Like we provide funding to this charitable trust, which the money goes to the charitable trust, and then they support the nonprofits. We provide funding to them. So we are actually able to provide some additional one-time funds this year's budget to support them. We also provide funding to help grow our parks. In our capital improvement program, there's more capital funding to build out Waldorf Park.
Yep.
There's also Pope's Creek that they want to, there's gonna be a park over there. So there's a lot of things that we're trying to do to support our citizens.
Right, make Charles County a great place to be, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good overview. Yeah. Where do I send people if they want to know more? Because I heard you say that book is 500 pages. So if anybody who's listening or watching right now is brave enough to dive into this 500-page book once it's published.
Yeah, so that will be published in the middle of August. But we do have other info. So you don't have to wait till August. We have other series of documents out there that it's more summary pages. Okay. There's one document on our county website. It's called A Budget in Brief document that kind of is a briefer version of the budget
book. Sounds more my speed. I'm looking for the cliff notes of Charles County budget. Yeah.
So it includes some of the things I just talked about today, but it also gives you a better overview when it comes to the enterprise funds that have rates associated. So it provides what those rates would be starting July 1. Some of those enterprise funds are your water and sewer funds. So if you're a water and sewer customer, that document would tell you what the rates will be starting on July 1. In addition to that document, we also have its own one page to show for anyone can go to that just shows you what the water and sewer fees will be on July 1, what the rates were and what they're going to.
Awesome.
And then there's other enterprise, we have a landfill enterprise fund, as I said in other episodes, watershed restoration protection fund and so forth.
So it'll just give an overview of what's changing, what the new rates will be for the whole year.
Yes. And we also actually provide more detail what the commissioners approved to show what their additions were. We have a new position listing out there, the new vehicle and equipment that the county will be replacing or purchasing for county departments that flow through our financial system. There's just a lot of individual information out there. And then we put the budget book out there.
And that's everything. So I could do a deep dive into the whole budget book, or I could kind of say what I'm really interested is just the enterprise fees, or what I want to know is what new positions are coming, and I could do it that way.
Yes, and same thing with the capital improvement program. We have individual pages for projects that are getting funding starting July 1 and over the next 5 years.
Yeah. So, Jake, it's a lot.
Yes, it is.
It's always a lot. And I always come into these conversations thinking no, I know what's going on at this point. I get it. And then you'll still say something and I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that or I didn't know about that. Our budget is an intense process.
It is. It is. But, it's a fun process for me just because
his own. I want to have the luxuries of spending the money and seeing Charles County grow, but I want you to have the responsibility of managing that money. So I think we're in the right roles.
Okay, cool.
Anything else that you want our community to know about big picture budget approval for fiscal year 2024?
Big picture budget approval is one is we're trying to provide additional funding for public safety, the EMT portion that I spoke about. We're doing our best to support the school system. They do have growing needs as the school system grows, as well as additional mandates are coming down from the state for this blueprint implementation program. So there's a lot of burden on the county that's going to be coming up soon when it comes to fiscally. And we're doing what we can, and we're going to make sure we manage that money accordingly to support those needs.
Because you said both for the sheriff's office and for the school system, the body-worn camera and blueprint are state directives, but you all have to find the money to make it work.
Yes.
Well, thanks for finding all that money for us, Jake. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jake Dyer, our chief of budget, here again for another great episode of Let's Get Fiscal. And of course, if you have questions about the other things that Jake talked about, if you heard words like enterprise fund or capital improvement and you're not sure what he's talking about, check out our previous episodes. He talks about all of that. Stay tuned for other great episodes for more information about all things fiscal in Charles County. Jake, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Take care. Stay safe. Stay engaged. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel,